What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week number 4. This week, we're basically going to touch on why the world is overpopulated. There's, you know, that's complicated. There's a few reasons, but this one thing is the biggest reason why there's so many people on Earth right now. So the article is titled, How Humans Derail the Nitrogen Cycle and Are Trying to Put It Back on Track. So you can find the article on TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com if you're interested. It's not that short, so I recommend the read. It's pretty good. But we all know, I mean, unless you're just delusional, there's too many people on Earth nowadays. You know, it's over 7 billion people. It's crazy. So in the year 1900, there was only 1.6 billion people on Earth. In 2018, there's 7.6. So that's a 4x jump in barely 4 generations. You know, if you count generations as 30 years. So that's a lot of people. And just in comparison, in the year 1800, there was only 1 billion people on Earth. So in the previous 100 years before this one, we only gained 600 million. And in the next 100 years, we gained 6 billion. So just so that's crazy. You know what I mean? Right, Tom?
Yeah, that leap is, I can't even like comprehend like how that changed so rapidly. I mean, I get it. There was a lot of advances in technology,
yeah, medicine,
especially when it comes to like medicine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially against like infectious diseases, but still, like, damn, that big,
huge, a lot of people. Yeah. And like I said, there are a few factors. You know, we got vaccines for stuff, technology is a thing, things are cleaner these days. But what really happened is we learn, humans are just, you know, like I've said before in other podcasts, we're too smart for our own good. We learn to fix nitrogen from the air, and nitrogen is the great limiting factor on growth of plants on our entire planet. And just to go into fixing nitrogen, what that means, like when nitrogen is in the air, it's in the form of N2. So it's paired together, and you can think of it kind of like being like locked. So nitrogen is a limiting factor, but there's plenty of nitrogen around us all the time, but it's in the form of N2. We can't use it. You could think of it almost like salt water, because there's an argument that there's not that much usable water or drinkable water, even though most of the Earth is covered in water, but it's salt water, right? So it has to be treated. It has to be, you know, desalinated before we can use it. It's almost the same thing with nitrogen. There's a ton of nitrogen, but we couldn't use it. In the past, we had to rely on various bacteria and other organisms like soy plants, legumes, to fix nitrogen. So if legumes like soy, we talked about it before as being a growing fertilizer, it would fix nitrogen, pull it from the air, and deposit it in the soil in a usable form. Now the plants use it, the animals eat the plants, we eat the animals, it's a whole nitrogen cycle. But something happened, I forget exactly what year it was, but the people Haber and Bosch produce this process that fixes nitrogen. Pretty much they just use a bunch of heat and a bunch of pressure and oil, right, gasoline, and they separate the nitrogens together. And once we were able to do that, nitrogen was no longer a limiting factor. We had all the nitrogen we could ever want. And it's estimated that 2/3 of the annual global food production uses nitrogen from the Haber-Bosch process, and that this supports nearly half the world's population. So that's how powerful this creation was. You know, this, I guess you call it a machine, the Haber-Bosch process, it uses a machine, but this life changes, or this changes everything on the world, that many people are alive just because of that process.
Yeah, we completely figured out how to hack, like, nature.
Yeah.
Like, nature pretty much put in all these rules into place. Like, this is how many life forms this planet can handle. And through human ingenuity, we're like, nope, sorry, we'll figure this out. We'll make it better. But in the process, we're doing a lot of harm to the planet. There's so many unintended consequences.
Oh, for
sure. I'm sure, like, the main thing is, like, oh, hey, we can produce more food. But just producing more food, like, yeah, that's great, but we're destroying the soil health. Like, we're destroying a lot of water because growing all these plants, it requires a lot of water. So a lot of, like, underground water stores are gone. Like, there's so much pollution. There's so many, like, downfalls. There's so many negatives to doing something like this.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And there's a quote from this article that I pulled that summarizes that whole thing. So it says, quote, "Nitrogen is like a steroid," Gorman says. "You put a little in your body and you get these big muscular harvests, but you put stress on other parts of the system," end quote. So it's basically what we did. You know, we just hijacked the system. We're too smart for our own good. And now there are consequences. And I've read, and Tom has two various soil books because soil health is very important. We've done a few podcasts on soil health, so you can go back and listen to them if you're interested. But they've estimated that in the year 1800, like I said, there's about 1 billion people on Earth. They said even at that point, 1 billion people would eventually outstrip the natural resources on the planet. And just think now, 200 years later, we have almost 8 times that many people. So, I mean, honestly, we have to just wait for some technology to bail us out of this. Because at this point, we're, like, consuming things way more than we should be.
Yeah, the number I keep hearing is, like, we have 40 harvests left, something like that. We have about 40 years left of healthy harvests, and then, like, we're really going to see some big issues. Yeah. But I've been hearing that quote for a few years now, so we might be down to, like, 36 years.
I hope it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember Al Gore. He made that documentary and he said, like, in the year, maybe it was like 2015, that Florida was going to be underwater because of global warming. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah, so he was obviously wrong with that, thank God. But so I'm hoping, you know, stuff happens and we can kind of just get our way out of this. But there's no way we're going to stop using the Haber-Bosch process. Like, we're so invested, it's just a way of life now. We don't even understand it. This is used for, like, cement, and I think I'll do another article of the week on that at some point too. This is why I really like the article of the week, so we can talk about smaller subjects for 10 to 15 minutes just to spread knowledge, because cement's one hell of a thing that uses a ton of oil and contributes a ton to pollution, air quality, water quality, all that stuff, but no one talks about it. But it will touch on nitrogen as well. So this whole process is so, like, entrenched in our lives, but no one knows about it.
Yeah, I didn't know about the whole cement angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cement sucks. Yeah, and just so you know, this dude, Haber-Bosch, actually, I think it's two different people. So the guy Haber, he was an old German scientist, and he's actually the one who created, I'm going to forget what the gas is called. It's not lemon gas. It's a gas they used to kill everybody in World War I, World War II. So pretty much all the people, he's, like, responsible for, I guess, saving a ton of lives, but he's also responsible for killing a ton of people as well. So he won the Nobel Prize, but he killed millions of people. I forget the gas now. Lemon?
Was it mustard gas?
Mustard gas. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it was something. All right, lemon, I was close.
Yeah, I knew the guy. He was like a scientist coming up with chemical weapons and stuff like that, but mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. You have anything else to say on it? I thought that it was an interesting angle, not worth, like, doing a whole podcast on, but just, I think people should know about it.
One thing I wish is, like, this article had some, like, positive message, something to, like, kind of give you a little bit of hope. I mean, it does sound kind of optimistic at the end of the article, but it doesn't seem practical. It's like, hopefully we'll change our ways. It's like, come on, man. We're not going to change our ways unless, like, we have a real reason to.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, it talks about, like, better regulation and stuff like that. And not that I'm against regulation, but let's just be honest. Like, once the government gets really entrenched with something, it rarely gets better. Just think of the nutrition world, you know?
Yeah, there's too much money invested in this process for it to really change. Like, something drastic has to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, let's run out of 40 good more harvests, and then let's see what happens, you know? Yeah. But okay, so that's the end of the podcast this week. That was article week number 4. Hope you guys liked it. We're going to continue our series on, we talked about soy baby formula. We talked about good baby formulas. And then this week's podcast, we're going to talk about weaning. So when you actually transfer your baby onto Whole Foods. So if that interests you, feel free to check out next week's podcast. You can find us on TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.